Penguin Random House Audio presents The Ugly Renaissance. Sex, greed, violence, and depravity in an age of beauty. By Alexander Lee. Read for you by Arthur Morey. Author's note. It is necessary to address a few questions of method. First, a note on geography. This book concentrates exclusively and unashamedly on the Renaissance in Italy, and I am conscious that this geographical focus may be subject to some reasonable question. There was, after all, no Italy before 1871, and though humanists such as Petrarch did have a certain concept of what Italy meant, the notion was fairly amorphous. On the one hand, boundaries of any kind, least of all the hard and fast borders beloved of modern political debate, simply did not exist. And that which contemporaries might have thought Italian in some vague way quickly shaded off into other species of identity, particularly in places like Naples, Trent, and Genoa. On the other hand, even within those territories that might be defined as certainly Italian, the existence of dialects — there was, after all, no such thing as the Italian language yet — independent statelets and strong local loyalties makes any geographical generalizations somewhat dangerous. This is particularly true when it comes to the great North-South divide, a division that is so intense it continues to dominate Italian political debate today, but is no less troublesome when applied even to the states of early Renaissance Tuscany, for example. Yet despite these reservations, it is possible to talk of Italy.